where you were through the first 4 months and how you pitched these last two. How much is that? How good do you feel going into the offseason?
You know, I think I kind of responded pretty well. I mean, even as a whole, though, I think you look at the year, I think I threw the ball pretty well a lot of times. I had three brutal outings and I kind of inflated everything, but I was pleased how I threw the ball. I thought, kind of like you said, the last 2 months were significantly better. Something to build on. I always think it's good. You know, like last year, getting up and down, it's tough, but like learning how to really fail in the big leagues and figure it out, it's tough. But I think I did a pretty good job with it this year, and I learned a lot as far as that goes. So I was glad to be able to, you know, stay healthy and take the ball over fifth day and figure some things out. So I'm looking forward to it next year.
But just this rotation as a whole, you looked again to July, you're trying to piece things together, and what you and Hurston did, and Joey, how good does that make you feel? Just, you know, not only what you did, but as a group, where this group could be going next year?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously I was part of the problem early. There was always that kind of hole when I wasn't doing very well, but, you know, when Sale goes down with the rib and Shirley goes down and Grant goes down, you know, I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't think, you know, where's this thing going to go, you know, and then, you know, Grant goes down to Texas and I give up an 8 spot, so it's like, this could get ugly, you know. So seeing Joey come in and do what he did was very impressive. I love that guy, he's a good one. So seeing what he did was cool, and then Hurston coming up, you know, with him last year and seeing how he's kind of figured some things out, it's been a lot of fun to watch. So it was a good last 2 months, you know, so I wish we had a little bit longer to keep going and make a run at it, but part of it.
Are there things, you know, going into the offseason you're going to want to work on or get better at or whatever else might be?
Just off the top of my head, just stuff you can see on the surface. I think from a pitch standpoint, my changeup's got to be better. It's always just kind of like gets the job done, and then like today, it just wasn't there at all. So I think if there's one thing that sticks out, I think it's consistency of the changeup and being a good pitch, because it can be good at times, just kind of off and on this year. It's always kind of been like that, so I think this year, or next year, I think it'd be important to, if I can get a true third pitch that's a quality pitch, I think it's really going to help me.
Because through all the stuff that you were talking about, the injuries and the staff and just the team sort of slowly, what has Snit meant to this team? How has he kind of kept things going?
You know, I think I've said this before, but he's the same every day. You know what you're gonna get. He's never gonna, you know, come in screaming or anything, and like unless he has to. But he's just consistent as can be. He's not, you know, walking around talking to people and, you know, people don't know what to think. You know, he's as consistent as can be. He shows up every day. He lets us go play, and. You know, at times, you know, you look at short spurts of the season, you're like, you don't really kind of know how things are going, but 162 is a long season. So to have him there consistently, letting us do our thing, handling things when he needs to, it's pretty good.
And what does that mean to have that consistency, is it, from your manager?
I think it's everything. Because I think if he were to be, you know, pressing and stuff, then I would be like, oh no, you know. So to have him level-headed and just go about his business and let us go about our business over a complete 162, it's enjoying.
You mentioned before just like, you know, it could be tough going back and forth, just having that consistency of being in the majors. How does that continuity help?
I think there's no way to be in AAA and then go come up to the big leagues and go back to AAA and come up to the big leagues and have consistency. Granted, if you don't pitch good, it's going to happen. It's part of it. It's not like you can just say, oh, leave me up here, I'll be good. Well, you got to perform to earn it. So, you know, this year, even though there are times where I don't know that I earned it, but I was able to stay healthy and you know, eat the innings. So, I think that's the biggest deal, is just knowing you're going to be here, knowing, you know, this start, this was bad, I can work on it next week, or we'll work on it in the week leading up to the next start. It's not like I'm going to go down to AAA and then, you know, work on it and the game's completely different, and then you come back up here and you worked on it, well, that's not going to work here. And the trial and error is a lot easier when you're here doing it rather than having to go down and come back up and try.
All right. Thanks, Bryce.
Thank you.
Thank you.